4:30 DGS. Dave Murray joins us from Fox 2. What's up, Dave?
Hi there.
So I had one of those moments where I made everyone shut up because what Mark Close said was just pure gold. Rach, you want to recreate the moment?
So we're just discussing McDougal and Stormy Daniels and all this, and Mark goes, why wouldn't Trump, wouldn't it be easier to just send someone to these women's homes and be like, if you say anything about this, I'm going to kill you.
All right.
And I'm like, well, because then he'd be threatening to murder people.
Okay, all right, let me ask the next question.
Isn't it just so much easier threaten to kill them?
Absolutely. Let me ask the next question.
That's great.
No cold hard cash.
How often does that happen? I think it happens. What I'm saying is,
you'd rather Trump just do that.
No. I'm saying no. He said there's.
You're just saying he's an idiot for not doing it.
No, you don't follow through. But what I'm saying is,
you just threaten.
No, if you don't follow through, then why make the threat?
Mm-hmm. Because if the threat, because any other thing that you do.
If I can go back to law school.
No. I'm saying no. I understand that. I understand all.
Did you say anything?
I just said I was going to kill her.
You say one word about this. And I swear we're going to kill you. We're not going to go through with it.
Yep. How that happens.
But if you're scaring you.
It's so much cheaper. We're just trying to scare you.
There's no paper trail. I'm not saying you do it. And the other part
you're
is.
You're like someone who just discovered crime.
No.
But why don't you just go take a television?
Just kill her.
But you're being naive if you don't think that happens.
Kill her.
There's of course
no,
it happens. Well, Mark,
killer.
That's one of the things that Stormy Daniels is alleging. She's alleging that Trump or someone on Trump's
Somebody
team sent a man to
her
make
daughter.
A vague threat to her and her daughter.
That.
Yeah.
Who looked just like her husband.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of didn't work out well for her, but. No, I think that happens.
Honey, Trump says he's going to kill you.
Yep. I think it happens more often than you think.
I'm sure it does.
Right. Solves your problem.
I don't think it does.
Oh, it absolutely does. If you tell somebody, if you go up to somebody and say, if you say anything about this, something's going to happen to you.
So would you consider this, if someone had a horrible secret that could end your marriage and your career, would you entertain hiring a goon to go threaten?
No, but if someone came to me and said, if you go ahead with that story, I'm going to kill you. I think twice about it.
You seem to really be suggesting that Trump was an idiot for not just having someone threaten to murder her.
No, what I'm saying
it's
is the whole thing.
It's just cheaper and easier. That's
with,
all he's
with
saying.
With McDougal, he wanted a check so they could keep, you know. But the, what I'm saying is, like, if Karen McDougal came out and said, listen, he slept with me. And she didn't. Well, how do you know? Well, I got a check here that he paid me. If there's no check, even if it was cash. There's no paper trail. You can't prove.
Yeah, but why do you have to threaten to kill her? You could just.
No, I'm saying it's. I'm not saying you don't. You don't have to get to that point.
If you ask Mark to write a check, he's just going to threaten to.
That's right. I'm going to threaten to kill
you. Well, that's close. That'll be $39.95.
Got to kill you. Sorry. Nah, it's just.
What if I threaten to kill
you? We have proof that you threatened to kill this woman if she talked.
No,
I wasn't going to go. I wasn't going to go through with it. It's just the easiest way to do this.
Dude. Total fake.
All right. Yeah. How do you prove?
Carpenter. Carpenter.
How do you prove?
Stupid idiot.
That you were threatened.
Well, Mark.
Don't answer that question. If I threaten to kill
Rachel!
Somebody. No. Dave. Anybody in the room?
Prove it.
Exactly. Well, there's no way.
Have it on tape.
Yeah. What if I have? What if I recorded it?
Okay. Yeah. There. People do this all the time. Like, how do you prove murder? You know, people can prove it.
Right. But I'm saying
I will give you this. I absolutely believe that there are, like, quote unquote, private detectives who you can hire.
Yes.
Who will deliver messages like this?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think
they probably have a way of doing it so that they can say. Well, I didn't threaten to kill her.
Right. And ways of not being recorded.
And I think
and
he
all.
Is he is saying though that you'd need to threaten to kill him because that's
I'm just saying.
How many
just,
of those guys
that's the
go
more direct route.
Deliver the threat and then they're walking away like, I hope she bought it.
Yeah.
I don't have because there's no proof that she bought it. She could be like,
that's
oh yes, sir,
right.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely
and then
right.
immediately runs to the tablet.
Absolutely right.
A friend of mine who looks like the Pringles man
but the minute,
strongly suggests
the minute there's a transaction of money that they can trace.
Yeah.
Then you can't deny
although you don't go to prison for paying someone off. You do go to prison for threatening to kill them.
Not if they can't prove it.
7 minutes to go in the DGS Twitter poll at Tony Colombo 971. Regarding the Trump tapes, what do you
think?
Can
we speed that up a little bit?
Yeah. No, it's even if you take it a step, forget the killing. Say, I'm just going to, if you do it, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. and then you walk away.
Nick on Twitter says, Mark's argument 100% changed from why didn't Trump think to do that to, you don't think that happens in real life?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Guaranteed.
Let me ask you this.
All the time.
Do they do it? That doesn't mean, that's not the same point.
It's
as
not the same
Trump
point.
Should have threatened to kill her.
Can I tell you something?
It's totally different
I've
than
gone
following through.
From loving you.
I'm not sure.
I believe I may be in love with you because no one else would make that argument and then go, okay, how about if you just threaten to beat the hell out of him?
Again.
Another felony.
But you can't.
What if you just cut him real smooth?
There's no felony if you can't prove it. Once you pay somebody
Yes!
No, but if you pay somebody a check.
I mean, people say that when they rob banks. I don't know what. No. It's still wrong.
No, I never said it. No, it's
people
it's
that
totally
threaten
wrong.
Those things.
Mark thinks he can get away with it.
People that threaten those things and then get caught on tape don't think that they were getting caught on tape.
Absolutely.
You don't get to go.
Everybody.
You don't get to go. There's no way you could prove this.
If it's
I'm
on
doing
tape.
This. I'm calling it. No tapesies. No proofsies. No proofsies.
No!
I'm doing it in a way where you can't prove it.
It can be done.
And then you to record on your
done.
Phone.
Okay.
And I think it's done
how
more than you ever think.
It's like
let's
write
play
it
the
in
game.
Invisible
how
ink.
Would you do it?
Okay.
Yeah, if you were threatening to kill me, how would you do it?
I could walk up to Rachel. I wouldn't even say anything to her. I have a piece of paper. All right? Write it down a piece of paper and say.
That's bad idea.
No.
No, I got the paper.
So she grabs the paper.
Literally a paper trail.
If you walk up and just say, and just write.
Show it to her.
Exactly.
Are you just make, a skull and cross.
Yeah, you're going to make like a pea pie face?
No. What if you just say, just
write it on your palm.
Just put it. No, you're missing the whole point. Then how do you prove it? How do you prove that I threatened you?
I could say, look at what's on that paper.
If you go into a bank. And you push a piece of paper to the teller.
Right.
Say,
or you show it to
a
him.
I need that paper back.
Give me all your
back.
Money. And then you take that paper back.
They've got
say,
you.
Say, never mind. I didn't mean that.
No. They've got, in a bank.
Prove it.
In a bank, they've got you on film.
Right.
They're watching it. If if you just walk up to an individual.
No, you're right.
Name any individual.
You're right.
And just film.
Just on video.
I'll grant you this. Chances are you walk up to Rachel at any given time.
Right.
You can say something to her and it's not going to be on tape.
Right. Right.
You're probably going to get away with it.
And again, if you write it out and just a piece of paper says, don't talk, or you're going to get hurt.
So are you threatening to kill Rach?
Me? Oh, no, not at this point. No. We're good. We good?
Me?
I guess.
We good?
I suppose.
Let me write something out.
Even if we weren't good, I couldn't prove it. So.
Thank you.
But now
that's
we
what
all
it comes
know.
Down to.
We all know that that's his go-to.
Yeah.
He's writing,
I'm not looking
he's
at any papers he's handing me.
Anytime you see me with a pen in hand, you want to get
if Mark Close
out of the way.
Ever tries to show you a piece of paper.
Don't look. Run away.
Will you read it?
That's right. And they're going, no, I won't look. I will avert
he
my
does
eyes.
It. He does that mean face and shakes the paper and then walks away. And then like 10 minutes later, you're texting him like, couldn't read the sign. WTF you're trying to do.
You want to.
It's just like a stick figure drawing.
With a noose or whatever.
Is Mark asking me to play hangman?
That's right.
Anyway. The weather.
He just shows you this.
and what
That's
are you going to do? You're going to go, I'm in trouble, and then you walk away. No proof.
God.
And you said he showed me a piece of paper that
okay,
said,
fine. Why are you just trying to beat hell out of him?
There's that.
Oh, okay, now you're being
him.
Reasonable.
Yeah. Nobody's got to kill him.
Don't threaten to kill him. Just threaten to
now,
tune him up.
I do wonder this.
And people get tuned up every day.
For every wife that goes to
you
Craigslist,
say one word, I'll tune you up good.
For every wife that goes to Craigslist and tries to find a hitman to kill their husband and gets caught because it's an informant, how many get away with it? Does anyone pay a guy $5,000, they shoot your husband in the back of his head, and you get the insurance money? Does that ever happen?
I mean, how many murders go unsolved every year? There's got to be.
Yeah, I had that thought watching Forensic Files last night. Like, if they didn't have the forensics, they couldn't file this case.
Or if they, the paper.
Boy, back in the olden days, life was sweet.
Oh, yeah, you can murder
anybody. Yeah.
They just do this. Did you kill her? No.
Oh, all right.
Just toss the knife in the river. You're good.
That's it. Never found again.
How's the weather, Dave?
You know what? I'm just sitting here wondering, if I pulled up to the station in a minivan, I was the driver and said, come on, everybody in the car, let's go on a 2-week road trip. What would it be like? I just got my answer.
Yeah. Like this.
Be
yeah,
awesome.
Pretty much. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Oh, maybe we stop at campgrounds and stuff.
At the very first hotel, you'd get up real early and leave.
Really? No, he'd go, wait a minute, the stationery's gone. Yeah. Close has got the stationery.
He's on the loose.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Who's he mad at? Somebody
He's threatening everyone with no intent to follow through.
Somebody left the toilet seat up.
You don't pay for my breakfast. It's curtains.
The curtain. And then I'm like, you'll never find that. Then I eat the paper.
Everybody gets hung up.
This is going to be the new way you conduct your life. Do I owe you $1.99, Mr. QT?
You know what would be better? An Etch-a-Sketch.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of brilliant.
Oh, my God. You are going to die. They go, what? Shake, shake, shake. I don't know.
The Etch-a-Sketch killer.
I don't know. And then I could beat him to death with the Etch-a-Sketch.
Oh, no.
Tony, there you go.
Tony just threatened me.
Yep. There you go.
We need a picture of that.
Yep. Get rid of it, Tony. Get rid of it.
The Etch-a-Sketch killer. I like it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That just came to me. I'm in the wrong business.
No kidding.
If you need anybody
bumped. You should have been a
hitman. Professional murderer.
Yep. Just call me.
Thank you, Dave. We didn't get the weather, did we?
No, we didn't.
We can get it really quick.
Come on, right. Dad.
We're quiet tonight. Beautiful evening. Cool front comes in tomorrow afternoon. Maybe a couple of spot thunder showers. 85, 86 for the high tomorrow. Friday's gorgeous, partly sunny, and 82.
Beautiful.